And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say, I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we have the crazy belief that creating success and happiness is a daily conscious effort, which is why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, and each and every Wednesday, you can tune in to hear me interview a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host, Dalian, giving interpretations of our favorite thought-provoking quotes, sharing a bit of inspiring or mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you in to positive vibrations on a regular basis. Also, this Positive Head Podcast is definitely a labor of love for Dalian and I, but make no mistake, it takes a lot of time, energy, and resources to produce 5 episodes each and every week for you, our listeners. So if you enjoy the Positive Head Podcast, it would be stellar and much appreciated if you showed us your support at positivehead.com by picking up one of our unique Positive Head bracelets. Of course, you would most certainly be helping yourself in the process because it functions as much more than just another stylish accessory. And if you haven't ever seen one, they're really cool, simple little bracelets with our Flower of Life Sacred Geometry inspired logo. They're actually made out of recycled tires and metal, so our intention is, of course, to do something positive by giving new life to previously discarded goods. And as far as their functionality goes, they act as a daily reminder to help you focus on the positive aspects of your daily life. The concept was actually inspired by studies that you can read about on our website. But besides that, many people believe just wearing something with sacred geometry is empowering in and of itself, which you can also read about on our site. And of course, as the Buddha once famously said, what you think you become. So we believe having something on your wrist that reminds you to keep a positive head, the same way a Fitbit reminds you to keep active, makes a whole lot of sense. Of course, we charge way less than Fitbit for helping you to manage your mental health because we let you name your price for your positive head bracelet. The reason we do that is because our heartfelt intention is to spread the positivity at all costs, first and foremost. That is our primary aim. And we don't ever want money to stand in the way of somebody wearing one. So if money is super tight and you want to pay as low as our cost to get one, no problem. On the flip side, if you love our podcast and just hit the lotto and want to show us your support by paying $1 million for one, well, that won't hurt our feelings much either, I assure you. Lastly, we also recently added a unique new line of t-shirts that have what we call chemistry quotes written out on them that help to spread the positivity as well. So head over to positivehead.com, check out all our wares, pick something up to show us your support if you feel inclined to do so. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I've got my co-host, Dalian the Alien, here with me. What's up, Dalian?
Hi, I have a silly greeting to greet you with this morning.
Oh.
What a shocker, huh? It's a combination
I'm just lost in anticipation beside myself.
Well, since I am... I guess by now officially known as Dalian the Alien, I have two of my favorite alien characters greetings that I've combined for you. So
it's a mashup.
Yeah, it would be something like, let's see, a good morning to you, and something like that,
and wish you good day or something.
Yeah. I was trying to think of how to
Bar Yoda.
Grammatically switch that around.
Bar Yoda.
Yeah, Bar Yoda. So
for all of you very confused, that's Bashar and Yoda mashup. Thank you. It's the only place in the world you will hear that. You're welcome. And we're sorry, depending on how you took it.
But because of the way we think around here, I know that someone else just now had a flash of genius somewhere else in the world. And
in
they
the
just
connected
came up with
that. Cosmos.
Yeah. So you're welcome.
Oh, let's see. Let's get going here. What is happening today? We woke up, Dalian, to another wonderful review. And of course, I'm smiling from ear to ear because it always makes my day. Hint, hint. For those of you who haven't reviewed us yet on iTunes, it helps to spread the positivity. The more reviews we get, the more people can stumble across the podcast. It will be suggested as a, you know, as a podcast that someone might like and things like that. If they've listened to something similar, so on, so forth, ratings, reviews, you know how that the whole thing works. So please take a moment and give us a review if you are enjoying what we do, as did Joaquin from Florida. My daily spiritual guide. I listen to this podcast on a daily basis as I consider it essential for starting off the day. I am fairly new on this journey to peacefulness and oneness with all things. However, the hosts Brandon and Dalian have a way of presenting and discussing new concepts that do help you grow as a person, which could otherwise be misunderstood or simply not understood. Thanks for doing what you guys do and never stop spreading the love. Joaquin Martinez Jr. signed his name. Thank you so much, Joaquin. I really, really appreciate you taking the time to give us that feedback and completing the circle of love that we're putting out to the world, as I like to put it. And it keeps spinning. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's see. Oh, we also received some feedback someone wrote in. And for those of you who recall, we did a show, last week, called The Consciousness Has No Name. And it was all about the synchronicity of a review and, some things that I was contemplating at the time of getting the review. And it was just a wonderful synchronicity. So if you love the synchronicity stories as much as we do and you haven't heard, check out the episode of Consciousness Has No Name. The person that actually wrote in as that initial review, which we featured on that episode, actually wrote us again after he heard the story, Dalian. And as you know, if you could, why don't you read his review?
Sure.
Or what he wrote in his feedback, because the synchronicity continues, essentially.
Exactly. That's what's so cool about the whole, the new chapter in the story, if you will, right? It's funny because, of course, he famously sent us that review under the name A Consciousness Has No Name. So his follow-up email is pretty funny because, a consciousness may have no name, but an ego does usually. So he wrote it saying, my ego is named Raymond. So
love it.
Thanks, Raymond. Yeah, for giving us your earthly
identity.
Yeah, name. So here's your email, Raymond. He wrote in saying, hello, welcome to the show. I think that was like a little hint that you're welcome. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
So Raymond says, I started writing a review on iTunes late one night after catching up on your podcast. I wrote a medium-length, spontaneous review of your show. I don't remember what I put in the name field, but whatever I did put in had already been used by a previous owner. This is by a previous reviewer. This is like an annoying feature of some websites out there where if you're
unaware
that,
exactly.
And if you make a mistake like that and you click send, it just wipes out everything you wrote. So that, I'm sure that was frustrating. So Raymond says, everything I wrote instantaneously vanished as I received the notice that the name I used was unavailable. How disheartening, but it's interesting. That's where the story sort of takes a twist, right? So he says, how disheartening. I was perturbed, but only for a second. A new better name popped into my head, A Consciousness Has No Name. I thought, seemingly simultaneously, that I wish I could put no name end of an audiobook I have been listening to narrating the Tao Te Ching. Duality, emptiness, oneness, this name encompassed everything I was feeling at that moment. So I guess that's where the inspiration
came from, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now to rewrite the review I posted. Well, I was so excited of the all-encompassing name that had been offered to me. Mm-hmm. All I could remember is that I had mentioned that it would be cool to talk with others who enjoyed your podcast. So that's what he wrote in, of course.
In his original review that got reviewed, that was the crux of what he wanted to say again. Yeah.
Right. So he says, I just wrote the suggestion about the message board. I could tell you a bunch of stories about all the many synchronistic moments I have had concerning experiences with your podcast. Or how most of the time I encounter a question I'm having difficulty with, we seem to discover one or a few possible answers the very next day together on your podcast. I say we because there's an obvious communication, or knowing rather, happening between you and your listeners. I am grateful to be a part of this universal conversation. Thank you, guys, and be well. Raymond the Third.
So that is a really cool story, because here Raymond was trying to write something else and it disappeared on him, which then inspired him to write the new username, A Consciousness Has No Name, which played fully into the synchronicity that I discuss in the show, and that sort of helped to give me guidance on some decisions I was, you know, looking to make, and, you know, in regards to the Positive Head website, positivehead.com. And then, I mean, it's just like full of synchronicities if you haven't heard it. So this just continues. Here's a great example of someone where there is a quote unquote problem, and the problem is really not a problem at all, because it is something that actually ended up helping me tremendously, creating a wonderful story. So Raymond's moment of agitation, right? He was perturbed, and this quote unquote bad thing had happened to him. All his writing, he had spent, you know, meticulously writing out this medium length review, gone, vanished. How frustrating. But once again, when you understand that everything's happening for some reason, ultimately, and it's not always a huge, massive message from the universe, but if you can relax into the idea that it's all happening for some reason, and because of that perturbed moment that, you know, and then, of course, he let it go, and then he was inspired with this new name, and, you know, he wrote just a simple review, which is, spoke to me exactly as I was looking for in that moment. So it was, you know, it's always happening for a good reason. So next time something happens that perturbs you, think to yourself, well, what if this is really happening? This perturbed act, this traffic is happening because I need to arrive 10 minutes later. Or if I got to that spot, you know, as quick as I'd like, maybe, who knows, a telephone pole would fall on me, or you never know. You never know exactly why things are happening. So if you can just relax your judgment about why it's happening and allow, just let it be the way it is. And especially in those moments of things that are perturbing you, you can see this sort of perspective. You've definitely, I would say, leveled up in your comprehension of how the universe functions.
In fact, Brandon, you're absolutely right. I think I've had experiences lately of things that seem to be wrong only from a very limited perspective. So basically, if I was standing in a particular spot, you could also like almost think, if you're looking at a physical object and you look at it from a particular angle, it'll look a very specific way. But if you move a little to the left or right, you see different things.
Changes, yeah.
Yeah. So even as I was reading Raymond's email here, I think he engages in a little bit of wordplay that tripped me up, but near the end, he says, I am grateful. He wrote that as grateful, the words great, G-R-E-A-T, and then full, F-U-L-L.
Yeah.
And so as I was reading, I just said grateful, but, you know, that was, I think, him engaging, of course, in some deliberate wordplay there with those words.
I love it.
And that's another little glimpse of something that may appear like a mistake, but it's actually maybe even the universe going, hey, you know. At first blush, this appears wrong, but look under the surface.
Yeah, exactly. So, Raymond, thank you very much for writing in and continuing to share with us and elaborate on that amazing synchronicity from last week. Who knows what's ahead? What could come next, right?
Multi-layered synchronicity. Oof, my favorite kind.
Exactly. So what I'd like to do is move right along and move into a positive pondering breakdown of the day. And this quote is by Joseph Campbell. And the quote is, "The goal of life is to make your heartbeat match the beat of the universe." I love this quote because when you really understand who and what you are, essentially, when a scientist is studying the atom, it is a group of atoms studying itself. When we're gazing back into the cosmos, and we are trying to understand how stars, you know, work and how the universe functions and the order that is out there in this beautiful, vast cosmos, we're actually the universe gazing back upon itself. You're made of stardust. You're made of the atoms that make up your body are from a star that once lived out a life cycle of billions of years, from infancy to young starhood to old starhood to death to reformation as you, you know, now living the universe, living itself out, studying itself, trying to come to know itself. That's what's happening. So to match the heartbeat of the universe makes all the sense in the world. You are one with that universe and you are one with all things. So the abundance that you see when you look out into the universe, that's a part of what you are. You're, you know, whenever you think you're small or insignificant, understand that you are one with the abundance that created all things. You are literally a divine spark that has unlimited access to everything that you could ever seek or desire. It's all waiting within you to be uncovered, to be unlocked. This is the game that the universe plays with itself. It puts itself in this small container and experiences limitation and lack, only to find the truth, the cosmic joke, the cosmic giggle is you are the vast, powerful, abundant, divine force, consciousness that is behind it all. And when you start tapping into that power, there is no stopping you. When you understand that what you give to others, you're giving to yourself, because it's always an extension, an expression of self. This is the turning point. And this is the point where you realize lack is a joke. We talked a little bit about money on the last episode, and I'd like to continue a little bit with that conversation because it is such a big one. Speaking of abundance, so many people struggle with money and, you know, what it represents in their life and, you know, how do I get more of it? And it controls me and I feel like a victim to it and I want to do what I love, but I can't because I have to pay the bills and I have a family to look out for and all these things. It's such a recurring theme in so many people's life. So what I would like to do is explore it a little bit further. And of course, bringing in help from wise philosophers and teachers is something that we often do. And in this case, it's a short clip from Alan Watts. What if money were no object? I found this on the Skoop, S-K-O-O-P, YouTube page. Let's hear what Alan has to say about this subject.
What do you desire? What makes you itch? What sort of a situation would you like? Let's suppose, I do this often in vocational guidance of students. They come to me and say, well, we're getting out of college and we haven't the faintest idea what we want to do. So I always ask the question, what would you like to do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your life? Well, it's so amazing, as a result of our kind of educational system, crowds of students say, well, we'd like to be painters, we'd like to be poets, we'd like to be writers, but as everybody knows, you can't earn any money that way. Or another person says, well, I'd like to live an out-of-doors life and ride horses. I say, do you want to teach in a riding school? Let's go through with it. What do you want to do? When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that. And forget the money. Because if you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is, to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And after all, if you do really like what you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is. You could eventually become a master of it. The only way to become a master of something, to be really with it. And then you'll be able to get a good fee for whatever it is. So don't worry too much. Somebody's interested in everything. And anything you can be interested in, you'll find others in. But it's absolutely stupid to spend your time doing things you don't like in order to go on spending things you don't like and doing things you don't like, and to teach your children to follow in the same track. See, what we're doing is we're bringing up children and educating them to live the same sort of lives we're living, in order that they may justify themselves and find satisfaction in life by bringing up their children, to bring up their children to do the same thing, so it's all wretch and no vomit. It never gets there. And so, therefore, it's so important to consider this question: what do I desire?
Yes, every day we could really look at this from a slightly different angle once again, but I think that that's actually, I'm glad that you decided to sort of pick up the thread again today, Brendan, because issues of money are, you know, as we know, so prevalent. And the thing is, one thing I really wanted to add yesterday that I get a chance to add now is that I feel like the world right now more than ever could really benefit from all of our new and evolving ideas about money, as opposed to us giving energy to the same old paradigm so much, right? I mean, we are all sort of bound up with this global financial system and what it means to us in our own personal lives, of course. But so much of that leads to, you know, disempowerment, to feelings of, you know, just bad feelings, right? Feeling, you know, revolted by what the people with power are doing with the money, et cetera. And, you know, so many of us every day thinking that we're caught up in this rat race mentality. We could really use a revolution in all of our minds as to what money means to all of us. So I think that we really need to take a hard look at all of this. And it's not just something to sort of soothe your concerns when money is an issue, but I think that we really need to sort of take a very deep hard look at the whole subject, right?
So yeah, I mean, and I love how Alan puts it. Look, if you make it your top priority to get the money, you'll spend your whole life doing things you don't like doing. You know, his perspective is, do what you want to do and forget the money. And how often have you seen when you just follow what you want to do, you take that first step. You don't know where step 10 or 20 or 30 is going to come from, what's going to come to support you, how it's going to work out. But if you can take that step and say, I'm going to live from a place of my highest excitement, do what you want to do and forget the money, you'll become a master of that thing. And then, by becoming a master of that thing, you'll realize there is ways to make money from that thing. And, you know, really your question becomes, what do I desire? What is it that gives me that excitement, you know, that bliss? Joseph Campbell also said, follow your bliss. And that's what he was talking about here. Follow your bliss and find the answers, find what you're meant to do, and don't live your life in a fear-based, mode where it's like, I've got to worry about, providing and, you know, paying for the car that gets me to the job so that I can, you know, it turns into this vicious cycle of how do I support the things that help me to support the things, which I don't really care about really any of them. Find that passion, be bold, you know, fortune favors the bold. And so, you know, we just want to inspire you to, what would you do if money were no object? And do that. And if you do that, you don't have to understand all the steps now. Just start taking steps in that direction, and the universe will come to your aid and support you in ways you could never imagine. You know, I think of Dr. Bruce Lipton's podcast, highly recommended if you haven't heard it, where I interviewed Bruce Lipton, and he talked about not knowing where their next dollar was going to come from, but they were following their passion to write this book and release it. And next thing they know, an investment that was made 20 years ago by his wife all of a sudden popped up, and it was all this, you know, windfall of money that they had no idea that it was even there, that it was even going to happen. And it came out of nowhere when they were putting intention into receiving the abundance that they needed. The universe is so much more clever. Your higher self is so much more clever than you could ever imagine from a conscious standpoint. And if you start trusting that, I don't know exactly how, I just know I'm going to follow my bliss and take action to be my full self. You will be utterly amazed at how the universe finds creative ways to support that, that energy. Well, Dalian, that gets down to it for today. What do you have as far as some musical stylings for the tastings? Tasty, stylish, delicious musical offerings.
Well, for today, I had to go with, that's a mouthful. Oh, whoa, now I have a lot to live up to. thankfully, I think I have a track that lives up to your expectations. It's electronic pop duo, I guess you would call it, Frou Frou, from a few years ago. Yeah,
yeah, that's a while back, but yeah, good stuff.
Exactly. British singer-songwriter Imogen Heap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's great. And this other producer, Guy Sixworth, I guess he's the
other side of that.
The sounds to her voice. This is her track called Shh. As in, you know, just be quiet.
Sunbeam, stop tugging me. Pull that door shut quietly. Darling, what are you doing? We don't have time for this. I feel good all over when you're inside.